Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet, and joining us today, we have Brent McKay. And Brent, a cool vehicle that we've seen in the past few years is the health savings account.
Yep.
And it's really cool, and I think that it's very helpful to people as they go into retirement to have a HSA. And can you kind of hit on what one of those is?
Sure. So health savings account is a account created if you have a high deductible healthcare plan. So one of the big things people don't realize is you have to have a high deductible healthcare plan. You can put money into a health savings account, and that money will go tax-free for your life or your spouse's life for healthcare expenses. So if you're looking for a way to fund maybe future prescription costs and other things else, it's a great vehicle to use as another savings tool to help lower your taxes and also grows tax-free. So it kind of works better than, you know, when you put money in a Roth, you got to pay taxes on the money you put in. And then what you then when it grows tax-free. Well, this one grows tax-free, and the money going in is tax-free. So you get the best of both worlds.
Right. Yeah, but let me ask you a question kind of with that. So if I call Blue Cross Blue Shield, or if I call an insurance company that's going to sell me health insurance in retirement, can I use that HSA to fund that, the premiums?
No. So the one thing that with HSA, is a great question we get all the time, is you cannot pay healthcare premiums with a health savings account. You can pay for prescriptions. You can pay for any kind of medical needs that you have that are, you know, on their list or thing. Like, you know, if you got, you know, even I think acupuncture and, you know, chiropractor work, that works as well. But you cannot use the money to pay for health insurance premiums. You can use it for, you know, nursing home care. You can use it for those type of things when you get into a nursing home. So we've got several customers that are using it as a long-term care vehicle. I'm gonna have money set aside to pay for long-term care of my family. But you cannot use it to pay for healthcare premiums. That is very much written on the tax code.
Right. I think that's a very important distinction to just emphasize again, is like cannot be used for insurance premiums. And how much can I put into an HSA annually?
So great question. So for the 2024 tax year, it's $8,300 per family, or half that if you're an individual, and that money is tax free. Now, one thing that, you know, we were reading some of the tax code is, as well as with the health savings account, if you can get the money, you and your spouse, you can put $300 in for a couple, you know, $4,150 for an individual. But only you and your spouse get the tax-free nature of this account.
Really?
So if I would, so if Susie and I have a health savings account, and if I was to die and she dies and we had $100,000 in there, all that money will then be taxable to our kids upon our death. So you do have to watch that with the health savings account. There is a little exclusion. There is, yeah, you get the tax-free benefits when you put it in. Yeah, you get the tax-free growth. Yeah, you can use it for healthcare expenses. But if there's money left over, and you and your spouse have both passed away, it is now taxable.
Wow. That's a good, important distinction, is because, like, you know, try to zero it out as much as you can when it's in you and your wife or you and your spouse's lifetime, because any amount of that is going to get taxed as income.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, when you're putting in, if small amounts of money you can put in relative to what you have, I mean, $8,300 a year relative to what your future healthcare needs are probably going to be, it's probably a drop in the bucket.
Right.
And so it's good to have that money set aside for needs when needed.
Right.
But, you know, but that is another thing to factor in. There is no economic free lunch. There's everything you do, there's positives and negatives.
Yeah. And it's, but it's a great vehicle to use.
Oh, it's awesome.
The HSA. Like, we emphasize using one and max it out. I mean,
yeah,
it's a great thing to use because, like you said, healthcare expenses are not dropping in the future.
No.
And our healthcare needs are not dropping either.
And the medicines, you know, out there are one of the most expensive things you got to pay for, you know, and the having a life-saving medicine. We've got several customers that are on some of these medicines that are regrowing their hearts. And it's crazy seeing, talking to them, saying, yeah, my heart went from 4% to 30% functionality on a medicine. Just imagine what kind of medicines they're going to have over the next 10 years. I mean, yeah. So there's a lot of benefits to what we're seeing out there.
Yeah, there's a leukemia drug the other day that I saw that it's called something T, but basically it was like $400,000 drug that, like I said, healthcare costs not dropping.
Nope, not going to donate.
When can I do a contribution for an HSA?
Great question. So contributions to HSAs can happen up until April 15th, or the tax deadline for the previous year. So, like, if you've not maxed out your HSA contribution for 2023 and you're in the 2024 tax year, you can still do that 2023 contribution up until tax day.
So I can do $4,150 for just myself now for the prior year, and then another $4,150 for the current year.
Correct.
Now, so I can go ahead and make that contribution now as of 2024 when this video is shot.
And one of the cool things too about HSAs is they're invested too. Like, you don't have, like, most of the time they start off with kind of like a checking account, but they, most of them do have investment options as well.
Yeah.
So that money can still grow. So like with my health savings account, you know, some of the money is in cash and some of the money is actually invested making money.
Yeah.
You know, with hopefully that I don't get leukemia, but someday if that is the case, that I have the money to pay for that drug if needed.
Yeah. So one more question just real quick.
Yeah.
With the nature of an HSA and how you would contribute to an HSA, what about a high deductible health plan? I want to hit on that and how that is kind of the vehicle before the vehicle, so to speak, and what that is.
So in order for you to have an HSA, it has to be, your healthcare plan has to be a high deductible qualified healthcare plan. So the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, depending upon your political beliefs, set aside some essential minimum coverage for healthcare. So some of those essential benefits are contraceptive care. Some of those essential benefits are psychiatric care. Some of those essential benefits are chiropractic care. And so even if you have a deductible that's very high on a plan, maybe a $10,000 or $15,000 deductible, it does not mean you have a high deductible HSA compliant healthcare plan. So usually within, like if you go in the marketplace and you go to look for a healthcare plan, it'll say HSA compliant healthcare plan.
Right.
But one thing you do need to check is if you do have private insurance and you're under, you know, 65 years old, because that's what you got to have an HSA as well, is it'll say in there, this is a HSA qualified plan. You know, obviously we're not insurance agents, but I would say you would want to look to make sure your plan says HSA compliant plan, because when they regulated healthcare insurance as much as they did change some of those laws to where now it has to be an approved plan with the IRS to do it. Many years ago, I had switched from a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan to a Farm Bureau plan, and my Farm Bureau plan became non-compliant with HSA. Now they do have compliant plans as well, but at the time they didn't have any. So I had to go back to my Blue Cross plan because it was not anymore, the Farm Bureau was not compliant. They do have those now. And so one of the things that does matter is you want to make sure that your plan is compliant with HSA rules. And that's not a certain dollar amount, that's not a certain deductible, that's just based on, you know, what they come up with.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, yeah, I know that's an essential part to figuring out, okay, can I even contribute to an HSA? So yep. It's one of those things that you want to definitely get figured out on the front end. So, well, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you so much for tuning in to Investment Insight, and I hope you have a great day.